You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Hotline is lighting up. Let's get to the phone. Joining me, two-time Oscar-winning actress Hilary Swank. How are you, Hilary?
Hi, I'm wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for taking the time to check in. Congratulations on your new movie. It's getting a lot of buzz. I Am Mother. It's a sci-fi thriller, correct? Thanks. How would you explain the premise?
Well, it's a post-apocalyptic dystopian world that we enter in. Mother is a robot. Daughter is her daughter. And as far as daughter knows, there's no one else on Earth per mother. And then woman comes in. That's me. And we don't know who to trust. It's daughter trying to figure out whether she trusts woman or she trusts mother.
Wow. What a unique...
And you just have to see for yourself who can be trusted.
And is it essentially just the three characters?
It's the three characters. So what has happened is this robot has been put on Earth to repopulate the human species to make it, I guess, perfect, whatever that means. Like, who defines perfect?
Yeah.
But it's just because the whole idea of the world coming to this very polarized place and people not even being able to have healthy debates anymore, and it's all black and white and there's no gray, so they just said, let's start again.
Yeah, I love those fascinating sort of concepts like that. Where did you film it?
We filmed in Australia. Ooh. And New Zealand.
Oh, that must have been fun.
Incredible. One of the most incredible parts of my job is that I get to travel to so many different places and actually really live there for a nice amount of time and experience it.
Yeah.
I love Australia, and I love, love New Zealand. I could live there.
Right? It's so beautiful. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that. And also coming up, a series called Away, and you play an astronaut, correct? What can you tell us about that?
I do. I'm so excited. Ed Zwick is a director that I've admired for decades, and we've always talked about collaborating on something together, and this came about. And it's, I will be playing an astronaut that's on a journey to Mars. And, I actually am about to go to astronaut school. Like, talk about another fun thing that us actors get to do.
Wow.
This one's filmed in Vancouver. And I go to astronaut school soon, which I have to say, the very first thing I ever wanted to be was an astronaut. So I'm extremely excited about that and having zero gravity and floating around and getting to experience that. Unfortunately, I don't actually get to go to Mars, but I can pretend.
Yeah. Where does one go to? Where is an astronaut school?
Well, I think they're in Florida.
So you're covering some ground for the research here. Nice. Hillary, I got to tell you, I was a huge fan of Million Dollar Baby. I'm a big fight fan. I'm a boxer myself. And I can't believe it's been 15 years since the film
Where
came out.
Where does the time go?
So
it's
quick.
Crazy.
It really is.
I know.
You did obviously such an awesome job, and you looked in phenomenal shape. I was just curious if you ever do any boxing training still.
Thank you, first of all. You're giving me so many compliments. What a nice way to start my day. Can we start every day doing an interview together?
Oh, be my pleasure.
Thank you. It's a very nice compliment. I trained at Gleason's in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Before Brooklyn was a place that people were actually going back, you know, like you said, 15 years ago. And Hector Roker was my coach.
Yeah, I know Hector.
Trained like, yeah, he's so great. And he just treated me like another one of his fighters, you know. It was a special treatment. I got in there and I worked hard every single day like everybody else and learned how to box properly. And I don't do it anymore just because I travel so much. So finding an actual gym that I can go in.
Yeah, that's tough.
And and do that and not have, you know, someone come up and be like, oh, it's Million Dollar Baby. Come on, let's go. And
right.
It was a movie. It was 15 years ago. Whoa.
Right. Wanting to spar and everything. Exactly. So you're always in shape, though, Style. What's your favorite way to train now?
Well, I love exercise. I grew up an athlete, so I love being active. I work out consistently in a gym at least 2 days a week because women at the age of 30 and up start losing calcium in their bones. So I like to keep my bones strong with resistance training and weights. That's always a must. I'm a avid tennis fan, so I love playing tennis. Speaking of, I'm actually going to go to France next week and go to a tennis camp because I need to up my game. I'm just kind of at a stall, like I'm at one place. So I'm going to go and do that. So excited. You know, just whatever the season allows. Like, I hike. I love being outdoors. I like to swim, you know.
That's good. Kinda... You mix it up. Keep the muscles guessing. Nice.
Yeah.
And I saw on social media you have a couple of rescue dogs. We're all big fans over here, dog lovers.
Yeah.
What are their names?
Well, I have Moon right here. She's the one, the latest one we found on this 200-mile stretch of a desolate highway on my road trip. I love road trips.
Oh.
We found her. She was pregnant. That was January. Her name's Moon because we found her on that super wolf blood moon.
Oh, yeah.
And we called her Moon, and all of her puppies we named celestial names. They all got adopted out and found their forever homes. Just two weeks ago, we adopted the last one out. And then the other one is from New Orleans. I should have called him Saint, but he came with the name Teddy because I love the Saints. He came with the name Teddy, and I tried to change it, and he's such a teddy bear, I had to keep it. And then we have Sufi, and she's from Ohio. She was found in the streets of Ohio. And then we have Kai, who I've had forever, and he was found in front of a school in Los Angeles.
I love it. That's awesome. Good for you.
I love rescue, and I love fostering. I love changing the path of the soul. What are your rescues?
I actually only have one dog at the moment. I have a baby on the way, a third one, so it's getting a little weird. I'm getting pressure from the other kids to get another dog. But
One's great.
Yeah. I can only take so much chaos in the house. But if it was up to me, you know, I'd have more. But with the kids and the dog, you know, it gets a little crazy. You can only
I get it. By the way, four dogs is crazy. I wanted to keep one of Moon's puppies.
Dogs are tougher than kids, I think, because they're like babies that never grow up. So you always got to take care of them.
Exactly. So you can imagine the chaos here. And I just rescued another parrot last week.
Well, you got your hands full.
We really do. Yep.
Oh, that's great. Well, congratulations on everything, Hillary. So nice to speak with you. And everyone, please be sure to watch I Am Mother now on Netflix. And you can follow her on Instagram at Hillary Swank. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. It's always nice to speak to you, Mario. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.